Part 10, Saying Goodbye. The gathering of our dear friends, including our spirit guide, in the towers to bid us farewell isn't so much a sad occasion as it is a subdued one. We all know that our time away from the other side is going to be brief, the blink of an eye in the context of eternity, and that we'll all be busy, occupied, and still close enough to each other to feel the conspicuous pain of missing each other. But we're also aware of another indisputable truth of incarnating. The moment we return to Earth, we will have few, if any, conscious memories of home. Our thrilling, ecstatic lives there, and our beloved friends. In fact, it's entirely probable that we'll doubt their existence altogether, and not even feel their arms around us through the joys and the sorrows we've designed for ourselves while we're gone. They wish us a successful journey, and they pray we remember home as best we can, if we can. And then they do something we and they know is just a necessary part of our leaving. They pull away from us. It's not an act of rejection or cruelty, but the act of great kindness and respect, as difficult for them as it is for us. The reason they pull away is simply that if they didn't, if they held on to us and made their perfect love for us an overwhelming issue, we might very easily lose our will to go through the tough growing experience we've determined we need and just stay with our cherished friends in God's paradise forever. Not once do they question our decision to undertake another lifetime or ask us to explain the reasons for it. They love us so much that they stand back and let us go with a promise to be with us every step of the way, cheering us on in voices we probably won't even hear. Then we have the unspeakable divine privilege of two private audiences after we've said farewell to our friends. The first is with our Messiah. Every Messiah who incarnated to bring the message of God to earth is alive, active, and deeply treasured on the other side. From Jesus to Buddha to Muhammad to Baha'u'llah to Apollonius of Tyrannia to all the other great spiritual leaders this world has been privileged to know. They don't live among or socialize with the general population, but they give lectures and seminars, offer counsel, and continue the work they did here, of being the most sacred, loving, highly advanced teachers God has created. Before we return to Earth, we are given several moments with the Messiah to whom we've always felt closest, at a site of our own choosing. Many prefer the private familiarity of the orientation center, but I chose to spend my brief sacred time with Jesus in a hushed enclave of roses in the gardens of the Hall of Justice. Whoever the Messiah and whichever the location, they are there to embrace us in their divine light, knowing from their own singular experiences the trials and heartaches that await us on earth, and reminding us, aware as they are, that we'll still forget sometimes, that there will never be an instant when their presence is not with us. Their message is simple and profound, especially when life seems at its most unfair and your faith is darkened by the cruelty of human doubt. Even if you don't remember me at those moments, I am right beside you always, my strong hand taking yours and guiding you through.